highlight play that happened back in center field here at Witter Field against the Woodchucks. 3-1 count for J.J. Garcia, and he does have a hit today, and now he's got a walk. Well, he thought he had a walk, called strike at the last second, and makes it a 3-2 count. So 3-2, nobody on, one out, bottom of the fourth. Rafter's up two, trying to add to that. This time, Garcia will work his way onto the base paths with a walk. And so a runner on first with just the one away, and it brings up the top of the card for the Rafters. The Rafters. Going to see if Jack Guerrero can keep this rolling along. Guerrero, James Madison University, his third time up to the plate today. I've talked about his on-base ability a few times. Well, a pickoff attempt back to first, and it would have had him had the first baseman caught the ball, but it drops out of Tommy Townsend's glove and hits the ground as Garcia going to be over there. And Rafter's been picked off a couple of times this season. Trying to avoid problems on the base paths as this pitch misses outside for ball number one. And I say problems on the base paths. It hasn't been too many times. They've been caught stealing. That's both trying to take bags and also just being picked off. They've been caught stealing three times through the first four games. And a throw back to first, but he didn't step to first. He stepped home, and so that's a balk from Porter Kahn. And well, that's the third balk of the game that we've seen between these two teams, and you don't see that all too often. You know, it's rare to see two balks in a game. We've seen three. So J.J. Garcia over to second, and both of the balks from Rockford have moved Garcia from first to second. So Garcia over to second for free as that pitch is in there for called strike number one. 2-1 count now for Guerrero, and with one out, key opportunity to move his man over to third. Guerrero, the left fielder today, entered today batting 286 on the season with a 912 OPS. Fouls this one off his foot for strike. And, well, we saw it with Brent Gallegos earlier where he had fouled a pitch straight down and he thought that it hit him. And so he didn't start moving over towards first, but it ended up in fair territory. And the pitcher came over, picked it up, and threw him out at first base. That was over against Green Bay on the road, and he didn't like the call there, but now you're looking at Guerrero. Almost happened the same thing, but they did call it foul, and everyone's still confused as this one is popped foul and out of play. But Guerrero was kind of like, okay, you didn't call it, so let's head on over to first just in case. And then the umpire made the call, and so we were redoing it. 2-2 count. One out, runner on second base for the Rafters. They've got that two-run lead as Porter Kahn is sitting on the mound. Now he sends it home but misses low for ball number three. And another full count for Jack Guerrero. Feels like we're seeing this all the time. Guerrero didn't have a full count last game, but pretty sure he's seen one in almost every single game outside of that. 3-2, and this pitch is hit to the left side of the infield. That gets through one man, and now it's picked up by the shortstop, but not nearly in time. The runner, J.J. Garcia, goes from second to third after waiting a little bit. And so runners on the corners with one away after an infield single from Jack Guerrero. And that's strong base running from J.J. Garcia, and Guerrero gets to pick up a hit. Went the opposite way on the hit, and with this grass infield, it's not turf like some of the other places, and A lot of the others in the Northwoods League have those turf infields. Not here at Witter Field, though. All natural grass, as this first pitch is fouled straight back by Drew Thompson. An 0-1 count for the man who hit the home run earlier. He hit the top of the Jungle Gym out there, the top of the playground, I should say. Jungle Gym, playground, I'd call it a Jungle Gym. I don't know what the official terminology is for that, though, but right out there on left field, and well, a half swing here, and now a delayed steal, and he would have had that if he kept going, but Jack Guerrero slowed down halfway through the baseline, now trying to get that runner to go home. J.J. Garcia is caught up, and Garcia gets caught between third and home, but Guerrero taking off for second base. He's able to go there. The Raptors trying to pull one on what Wausau did. Wausau scored on them because of that earlier, and now the Raptors have two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So a caught stealing of J.J. Garcia trying to take home. Guerrero gets to move over to second base, though. Runner on second, two away, 0-2 count for Drew Thompson. The pitch misses outside, and it's 1-2. And Thompson has been a good batter. I'm a little surprised they tried to score that run with one out, because that was out number two. What we saw in Wausau was to do that with two outs. See if the last out of the inning could be scored before that final out, as Drew Thompson holds his swing, and he literally falls to the ground trying to hold back on it, but he couldn't quite do it, so he goes down on strikes, and that is out number three. So the Raptors don't score a run. They get one hit. They leave one on base, and it is 3-1 Raptors through four. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Certainly an exciting game here from Witter Field, as it's the top of the fifth and just two runs separate these squads. It's been more of a pitcher's duel between them, but we're into the bullpens of each team as Jack Obrasky returns back to work. He came in during the fourth inning for the final out, relieving Seth Spencer after 3 2/3 innings. And, well, one man he saw, and he retired that one batter. So Seth Spencer's book is closed as he ended up going 3 2/3, allowing just one hit, one run. None of them were earned. He did walk eight men and struck out four. Also had one balk and one wild pitch on 81 pitches. Obrasky firing to Shamal. This one's hit right over to short. Garcia back to first. A nice pick by Drew Thompson to get the out. Had to get that one off of a very short hop. And there's one away here in the fifth inning. 6-3 on the put out. Brings up Tommy Townsend. Colby Felix due up behind him. He's on deck. Townsend, the left-handed batter, going up against the righty Obrasky. So first pitch from Obrasky is on the outside edge, called strike number one. And Townsend, he currently is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopped out to shortstop his last time up. Threw a walk back in the first, though, as the 0-1 is going to miss a little bit low and inside. Brings it back 1-1, and, well, Obrasky, he's got to feel pretty good about himself after working out of that bases-loaded jam. Wasn't able to do that earlier as this one is ripped into right field. That gets down for a hit, so a one-out single from Tommy Townsend as he's on for the second time today and puts a runner on first base with one away for the Rivets. Obrasky, that just his second hit that he's allowed this season. He has three complete innings of action, two hits allowed. Still yet to allow a run on his record, and it brings up the right-hander, Colby Felix. Sends it home and misses that one inside for ball number one, 1-0 count. Felix has been hot, though. With a runner on first, this isn't what you want to see. The guy who ripped the double over to the warning track back last inning is this pitch right in there for strike number one, 1-1 count. Felix 1-for-1 on the game, doubled in the fourth, also drew a walk in the first inning. Man in center field for the Rivets today. And the pitch there, a little up from Jack Obrasky to bring it to a 2-1 count. Chance to turn two if Obrasky can manage to induce the ground ball. And this one is not a ground ball. It's lifted into right center field. That gets down for a hit. Clayton's over to it. He's going to fire to the pick cutoff man. The throw over to third, and they couldn't get the tag in time. That was nearly a perfectly executed cutoff by J.J. Garcia, and somehow not able to get the tag over there at third base. A nice slide to avoid it from Tommy Townsend, and now there's runners on the corners with one out. A very risky send as Colby Felix picks up his second hit of the game. And Addison Werthmann up to the plate. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch a little inside for ball number one. Werthmann, he's a right-handed batter going up against the righty Obrasky. Trying to make something happen with one out, and sacrifice would cut it to a one-run game as that pitch misses inside, so 2-0. Rafters up 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Seth Spencer not allowing an earned run in 3 2/3. Obrasky coming in to relieve him as this pitch is inside, and that hit him. Hits Addison Werthmann on the shoulder, and he will walk on down to first base. So, Werthmann over to first, Felix moving from first to second, and it brings up the seventh man in the order, W.T. Jones. One out, bases loaded, and Jack Obrasky back to working with men on. Plenty of traffic for the right-hander today as the left-handed batter, W.T. Jones, watches the first pitch miss inside for ball number one. Jones playing third base today. He's 0-for-1 from the plate. The 1-0 is fouled back to make it a 1-1 count. And his last time up, he drew a walk back in the fourth inning. Made it around to third base where he was left stranded when Malzone flew out to end the frame. And now back to work here. 1-1 count with one away. Bases loaded for the lefty. And it is just away for ball number two as the Rafters trying to keep momentum in their favor and don't want to lose this lead. They were up 3-0 thanks to the three-run shot from Drew Thompson in the bottom of the third. As this pitch misses inside, it's 3-1. Drew Thompson launched that one over the left field wall and will sense that point. Rafters were held scoreless in the fourth, but in the top of the fourth, Rockford added one run to make it the 3-1 game that it is, as this pitch is just low for ball number four, and Obrasky walks in the lead runner, Tommy Townsend. So that's the first run on the record of Obrasky. Bases remain loaded with one out. A couple of singles are pretty big from the Rivets. Feeling good about that is Byron Blaze is up to the plate. Oh, we got a looks like we got a pinch hitter here. So pinch hitter Jack Sherry at the plate. So Sherry is replacing Byron Blaze. First pitch missing for ball number one, and all of a sudden, Noah Ruiz from second base coming in along with Pat Costin to talk with Jack Obrasky. Man warming up in the Rockford bullpen is Aiden Wagley. So base is still loaded. One out in the top of the fifth, but the Rivets were able to add a run on a bases loaded walk, so it's a 3-2 game. Obrasky now done with the meeting. He's getting ready to go on the mound as Pat Costin walks back behind home, and he's ready to catch as Jack Sherry steps in as the pinch hitter, and this one is a little low, and it's a 2-0 count. So a 2-0 count to Jack Sherry, the right-handed batter. And 2-0 is on the outside edge, called strike number one. Byron Blaze was 0-for-2 in the game as the catcher before Jack Sherry came in to replace him. So Sherry now a 2-1 count, and it's a swing and a miss to make it a 2-2. Obrasky trying to keep these guys where they're at on base. Bases loaded with only one out. There's a sacrifice still potentially in the making if Obrasky can't retire him, as this one misses outside. It's 3-2. Obviously, you can't walk the batter in this situation. That ties the game. Sherry at the plate, a redshirt sophomore from Wabash Valley Community College. He made it Ian Check and A.J. Malzone. As this one misses outside, that's ball four, and another bases loaded walk sends home a run and ties this game in the fifth. So back-to-back RBI walks. And it's 3-3 in the top of the fifth inning. And the new batter, Ethan Delgado, up at the plate, right-handed hitter, watches the first pitch right across the zone for strike number one. 0-1 count. Delgado, the second baseman for the Rivets today. He fouls this one off and towards the right side of the field for a foul ball. 0-2 count. Delgado has drawn two walks this game. He also has a stolen base, advanced on a walk, and advanced on a wild pitch. Got one of each. 0-2 as this one is fouled back into the netting, so he stays alive up there. Rafters working with Ashton Poole warming up. He's going to try and get back into action for the Rafters after Obrasky's evening, I'll say. It's the evening now, 5 o'clock, I'll call it that. A little bright outside here in Wisconsin Rapids. No clouds in the sky, and Obrazki stepping off the rubber, looking back towards second. So an 0-2 count still for Ethan Delgado. One away, bases loaded, tie game in the top of the fifth inning. Obrazki sends one home and just misses low and outside for ball number one. Delgado has shown that plate discipline from up close as he's trying to keep this inning going. The 1-2 is outside for ball number two. So back to having an even count, and Obrazki just wants this batter to be done with. Trying to fire it home, but hasn't quite been able to do so. And here's the 2-2. It's fouled off again, out of play. So a seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up now, and Obrazki, his pitch count raising higher and higher. He's up to 34 in the game. Trying to stay under that 50 pitch mark so he can go again, but won't be able to hit that this inning. 2-2 count with one away, and it is just outside for ball number three, and the fans don't like it, and neither does Obrazki, but can't do anything about it. 3-2 with one away. 91 miles an hour on the radar gun. And the full count has popped up left side of shallow outfield. J.J. Garcia once again there to make the catch. He looks home, but no runner. And that is out number two, a big out number two at that. And it brings up Cal Jones for the fourth time in this game. Cal Jones, still a chance to break the tie. We are even at three here from Witter Field as Jack Obrazki, the right-hander, going to get back to work against the left-handed batter. Cal Jones set in the batter's box. The pitch, it's a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. So an 0-1 count for Jones. Jones, 0-2 on the game. He drew a walk his last time up, though. But he stayed at first base, didn't make it any further. 0-1 count, misses inside for ball number one, and it's even. Jones' first two times up, well, the first time was yesterday night when he struck out swinging on the sixth pitch of the plate appearance. And he also flew out to left field earlier today in his second time up back in the second inning. As swing and a miss here makes it a 1-2 count. Foul tip. Got a piece of it, but still a swinging strike, and Obrazki trying to get out of the inning here. Obrazki has thrown 33 pitches in this inning, so two more, and he won't be eligible to come back out. The 1-2 count, swing and a miss, though, and that sends down Cal Jones for the frame. So leaves the bases loaded, although two runs come home on two hits. There are no errors, and there were three left on base. It's 3-3 into the middle of the fifth. We're halfway there here from Witter Field. We'll come back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Well, we bring you back into tonight's coverage of Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, your radio broadcaster for tonight, for tomorrow, and for the rest of the season, and truly do appreciate you joining us here tonight as, well, we've got a doubleheader still in the first game. It's a full nine innings, but the second game will be a shortened seven-inning game between both the Rivets and the Rafters. But this first game, of course, a continuation from last night's rainout, so it's still got to be played with the full nine innings. We're here into the top of the fifth, and it's tied at 3-3. As the man stepping up to the plate is Pat Costin. The first pitch misses low for ball number one. New pitcher on the mound. Still left-hander, Aiden Wagley. Wagley from Excelsior College. A senior as this pitch misses outside for ball number two. And the senior pitcher is a native of Aubrey, Texas, 6'2", as this one's hit to the right side of the infield, slowly over to second base, and back to first in time, 4-3 on the putout for out number one. So pretty easy out there. Three pitches for Aiden Wagley, and, well, he came in for Porter Kahn. Kahn goes 1 1/3 innings, allows one hit, no runs, no earned runs, of course, one walk. Had three strikeouts in the game, and, well, he didn't hit any batters with any pitches, no balks. Well, he did have one balk, I should say, as that pitch is in there. It's called strike number one on Royce Clayton Jr. 24 total pitches for Porter Kahn as he faced six batters. 0-1 count to Royce Clayton with one away, nobody on, as he rips this one down the left field line and towards the bullpen area where Seth Spencer tried to barehand it. Spencer started earlier today, tried to grab it with the left and couldn't hold on, so. Had a good start, though. Spencer went 3 2/3, allowed just the one run. It wasn't earned, so. You can do whatever you want now, it feels like, as that pitch is a little outside on the 0-2 and brings it to 1-2. Clayton had struck out looking on an 0-2 count back in the third, and if he had done it again, he would have been hitting himself over that. But now ready to go with a 1-2 count, the right-handed batter against the lefty pitcher. Set to fire, it's an off-speed, it's a grounder going over to short, the cross-field throw, he's not in time. So a infield single for Royce Clayton Jr. as he gets back on base again. And with one out, the Rafters have themselves a base runner. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi trying to keep things rolling along with a runner on first, one away. Righty-lefty matchup. The first pitch is in there for called strike number one. Kobayashi, right fielder tonight from Lewis-Clark State College. He is 1-for-1 on the game. Also has a stolen base. Getting back over to first. Taking off is Clayton. The pitch is in there for strike number two, but no throw down as Clayton gets over to second base on the stolen bag. So 0-2 count. Runner in scoring position with one out. Kobayashi, the 0-2. Right-handed batter. He singled his last time up. Threw a walk back in the second. He's got a great eye. But watch out for what he might do here. Is that one bounces in the dirt, comes up, and hits Hiroto Kobayashi and hit him in the hand right there. And you could see him kind of shake it off. But now it's a 1-2 count as that one had missed in the dirt. So 1-2. 1-2, one away. Runner on second. Wagley sends it home but misses low for ball number two as Royce Clayton still getting a little bit of a leadoff over there at second. Clayton is the only guy on the team that's stolen third base so far this season. Maybe make it two. We'll see what he does. But a 2-2 count with one out as here comes the pitch from Wagley, and it's a swing and a miss on a pitch above the zone from Kobayashi. One of the few times you're going to see him chase, but he goes down on strikes, and that's two away in the fifth inning. Noah Ruiz stepping up to the plate, trying not to strand Clayton on second, but a mound visit here is Wagley will get a talking to from his manager. See what the decision is here. Probably a little more strategic than it is about pulling him from the game. He's retired two of the three batters that he's faced. Wagley, also, you don't want to really rotate through pitchers in a doubleheader, especially when the first game goes nine innings. Rockford already on pitcher number three. But when it comes to the doubleheader, you don't have to necessarily follow as much of the rest rules. Talking about that earlier, is a guy like Tony Torres has had now had the two full calendar days of rest in between when he threw those 50 pitches. But Torres yesterday wouldn't have been eligible, but now he is. Similar deal with Rockford, and to get a little bit of relief in the pitching staff is a couple guys get that extra day rest as the first pitch misses inside to Ruiz. Ruiz, right-handed batter, going up against the lefty pitcher as this one is inside for ball number two. Ruiz 1-for-2 on the game. Singled back in the third inning. That was his last time up. Going to try and see if he can send home Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton, a pickoff attempt back to second, but not even towards the bag, and the second baseman over there, Ethan Delgado, picking that up. So a 2-0 count with two away. And here's a swing and a miss from Noah Ruiz to make it a 2-1. Ruiz did pop out to first base back in the second inning as well, so got under one, but he's put each of his two plate appearances, ended with a ball in play. Runner on second here, and with two outs, you feel like you got to get a hit. That pitch misses in the dirt, gets away as Clayton's over to third base. So a wild pitch from Aiden Wagley sends a man over just 90 feet from home. Noah Ruiz, 3-1 count. Runner on third base with two outs. Rafters, Rivets tied at three here at Witter Field. Rafters have six hits in the game. To the Rivets, just three. As the 3-1 misses inside, and they'll put a man on first. So a two-out walk for Noah Ruiz, and he's on base for the second time this game. Brings up Luke Skinner. Trying to keep it going is, I guess I should say, getting back on track after his big night just a little bit ago, picking up that big three-run homer to put the Rafters up. Well, he's got two men on here. But he gets on top of this one as it's fouled down the first baseline as new catcher behind the plate for the Rivets. That's A.J. Malzone who's moved back there. Had a little bit of a defensive change. Malzone going behind the plate as here's a swing and a miss from Luke Skinner to make it an 0-2 count. Catching you up on what had happened. Of course, Jack Sherry checked in as a pinch hitter, and Sherry moved out to left right field, and moving from right field behind the plate was Malzone. 0-2 count for Luke Skinner is a swing and a miss, and he strikes out for the third time today, and that ends this fifth inning. So the Rafters, they get two men on, but they leave them both there on one hit, no runs, no errors, and it's 3-3 through the end of the fifth. We'll be back after this here on Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Glad to have you along for the ride as we're into the top of the sixth inning and a new pitcher for the Rafters. It's Ashton Poole getting to work back out there and going to see how he can get going. But he does end Jack Obraski's night after 1 1/3 innings pitched. Obraski, his final line doesn't look too bad. He looks pretty good out there and, well, did allow 2 runs over 1 1/3, but he kept this one still relatively close, and I think you got to give him props for getting out of the bases-loaded jam with the 2 outs back in the fourth inning, retiring the out. And, well, now the new pitcher, Ashton Poole, getting into play for the second time this season. Poole going to try and get to work as this pitch is going to be in there for strike number one to A.J. Malzone. Malzone up at the dish. He's 0-2 in the game. This is his fourth plate appearance of the game. He's 0-2 with a walk. 0-1 is a little low and brings it back even 1-1. Malzone struck out looking in the third. His last time up, he flew out to center field. His walk came in the first inning, and he was left over at third base. As here's a big swing and a miss, and that makes it a 1-2 count. Good pitch by Poole. Ashton, a native of Woodbury, Minnesota, coming over from Iowa Central. Now the 1-2 is popped up left side of the shallow outfield. Garcia trailing back, and he makes the catch in shallow left field for the third time this game, and that's out number one. So one up, one down for Ashton Poole. Poole's first time out came 4 days ago at Green Bay. So this is his first time at Witterfield. And there in Green Bay, he went 1 2/3 innings, allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits and 3 walks, and still is looking for that first strikeout as a Rafter. And the first pitch here to Tate Shimao is a breaking ball that misses a little bit inside for ball number one. The 1-0 count to Shimao, who's 0-3 on the game today. We're trying to make him 0-4. The 1-0 pitch is a check swing that somehow made contact with the bat and kind of just fouls off. It was a weird hack that fouled back into the netting to bring it back to a 1-1 count. And Poole in his last outing, you know, you look at the stat sheet and it doesn't look great, but he was locating a lot better than it seemed like he would, you know, heading into the game. There wasn't great momentum for the team and a lot of pressure on him as this one is got away 1-2. It was kind of pressure just to stop the bleeding at the point when he came in, and he did allow a bunch of runs on his record, but his team didn't really help him out. A couple of plays that could have been made and just unlucky ones. One error that was made that allowed 4 unearned runs as that one's over to third base to Luke Skinner. It bounces off him. Skinner going back over to first, and that's going to be an error, I believe, on Luke Skinner. As Skinner, a former teammate of Ashton Poole, is not able to make the play. Actually going to go down as a single there. So Tate Shimao over to first base with an infield hit. And, well, Skinner got dinged for an error the last time that Ashton Poole was out here. And looks like it hit him in the face, so the Rafters trainer is walking out there to talk with him. Ziggy going over to make sure that he's all right. And kind of just got ate up. It was a weird hop over there at third base, and playing the hot corner, you got to be able to make the move real quick. So looks like somebody walking into the bullpen for the Rafters, but Skinner a third baseman, so I assume that's just naturally planned for Ashton Poole. Poole, you know, you hope that he can go as long as possible, especially with the doubleheader. Save your pitchers for a later time. But right now, the Rafters, having used 81 pitches from Seth Spencer, Jack Obrasky threw 40 pitches in the game before he was pulled. And so he'll be eligible for future games, as there's one on the outside edge for strike number one. Tommy Townsend at the plate, left-handed batter, going up against the right-handed Poole. Townsend 1-for-2 on the game. He singled back in the fifth. That was his last time up. This one's ripped down the first baseline, and that's into right field for a hit. The runner from second going to third is Shimao, but Townsend's going to stay at first, so there's runners on the corners with one away. Back-to-back one-out singles from the Rivets have them in danger of taking the lead once again. Still tied at 3 in the top of the sixth inning, but 3 unanswered runs from the Rivets, and Rafters are reeling. Poole trying to stop it as he'll face the right-handed batter, Colby Felix. Righty-righty matchup. Poole taking his time. Now he goes home and misses this one low for ball number one, 1-0 count. Felix has been hot today. Reached base all 3 times. He's 2-for-2. Also drew a walk back in the first inning. 1-0 count is a little high for ball number two, so 2-0. And Felix, his last time up, picked up a single in the fifth inning. Prior to that, he also doubled in the fourth. thanks to his single, he came around to score as well in the fifth. The 2-0 count misses outside, and it's 3-0 to Colby Felix. We're trying to work through this inning and hoping to get back out there into the seventh, still with either a tie or a lead, as here's a bunt shown, and the runner took off from third early. Poole throwing to first. They got him in time, but a run does come home, and the Rivets take a 4-3 lead in the top of the sixth. Tommy Townsend moves from first over to second base on the sacrifice bunt. Tate Shimao comes home to score on it, so it's an RBI on the sack hit. 1-3 on the put out there, and that's a big run for the Rivets, especially because you look at the season so far, and it is early, but the Rafters have scored more than three runs just one time this season, that being their 13-11 victory. As here's a big swing and a miss that knocked off the elbow guard of Addison Werthmann and makes it an 0-1 count. Well, taking a look at the standings entering today, the Rafters winning two could do a lot, as this pitch is a little low to Werthmann for ball number one, so we're back even at a 1-1 count. Looking at Fond du Lac, Madison, Wausau, all three of them had two wins. Lakeshore 0-5, that's who the Rafters have up next, starting tomorrow, as that pitch is in there for strike number two, a 1-2 count. So a 1-2 count in the righty-righty matchup. Runner on second base with two away. Poole trying to finish off this inning, and he comes home, fires, and gets his first strikeout as a Rafter. Big K there, but one run comes across on the two hits. One runner left on base, no errors in the frame, and it is 4-3 Rivets through the middle of the sixth. We'll be back after this. Can the Rafters start their comeback? We'll find out when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Still a beautiful evening here at the ballpark. We're at Winter Field here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 4-3 Rockford Rivets, but you know what? I'm feeling confident in our Rafters. You know what? I've got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. Yeah, tonight's going to be a good night. As stepping up to the plate is the leadoff man, Nick Adrian. Batting eighth in the order today and trying to get on base for his second time. Watches the first pitch miss outside for ball number one. Adrian from Gardner-Webb, right-handed batter, going up against the left-handed pitcher, Aiden Wagley, still working out there. And that pitch is in there for called strike number one, so a 1-1 count. Magley threw 20 pitches in his first inning back in the fourth, or sorry, back in the fifth. That was just last frame. Now here in the bottom of the sixth, trying to see what he can do as he misses that pitch a little low for ball number two. 2-1 count. Adrian struck out looking back in the fourth. Drew a walk in the third. Came around to score then, too, thanks to the three-run shot from Drew Thompson, as this one is off the end of the bat and into foul territory, out of play. 2-2 count. Nobody on, nobody out. Nick Adrian followed up by J.J. Garcia with Jack Guerrero behind him. Magley taking his time on the mound, now brings up the front leg and fires and gets Adrian to swing at a pitch above the zone for strike number three. So Adrian goes down on strikes, and that's out number one here in the sixth. J.J. Garcia coming up to the plate. The right-handed hitting shortstop to take on the left-handed pitching Wagley. And Wagley starting to feel pretty good out there as he's gone an inning and a third without a run allowed, as the first pitch is a ball for a 1-0 count. Garcia, though, he's also feeling pretty good. On base, both plate appearances so far this game, and he hits this one to the right field, and that gets down for a hit. So the second hit of the game for Garcia. He's on base for the third time today, and with one out, the Rafters get a base runner yet again. Every single inning, they've had a runner get on base with one out. First inning, it was a one-out hit by pitch. Second inning, a one-out walk. Third inning, a one-out home run and walk. Fourth inning, a one-out walk and single. Fifth inning, a one-out single. And this inning, a one-out single. History repeats itself as that one's right in there for strike number one to Jack Guerrero. And Guerrero had a one-out single to follow up J.J. Garcia getting on base back in the fourth. So if history repeats itself, you know what? That's what we're going to see here. 1-1 count. But baseball is different every single time that it's played, so history does not always repeat itself. We've got a 1-1 count with one away, runner on first base. Garcia looking over there, and Guerrero swings and misses at a pitch a few inches off the plate, and that makes it a 1-2 count. Guerrero, 1-for-3 in the game. Reached base in every game this season. Garcia taking off, and he got picked off. He's going to run down to second, though, but couldn't beat the tag with the head-first dive, and he is out for the second of the inning. Bot stealing, and now Guerrero with a 1-2 count and two away, and nobody on base, and the lefty not able to send home a runner on anything, and just hoping to keep the inning rolling along. So lefty-lefty matchup with the 1-2. This one's a high chopper over to second. Running up on it, it's 4-3 for the putout, and that does it for the sixth inning. So the Rafters do pick up a hit, but they don't score any runs, don't leave any on, and it is still 4-3 the lead for the Rivets through six. We'll be back after this with more Rafters baseball on WFHR.
This May, you can have a chance to win it all during Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Mayopoly Mayhem. Earn entries for a chance to roll the dice in the Mayopoly Mayhem game, where you can win rewards play, lots of cash, and so much more. The better you roll, the more you can mayopolize on your winnings. You can have a chance to spin the Spinopoly wheel to win even more great prizes. It's Mayopoly Mayhem at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details. The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So Ashton Poole going to get back to work over for the Rafters here as the right-hander had a one-run inning in the sixth, trying to continue to limit damage here in the top of the seventh inning. Although the Rivets find themselves up 4-3 on the scoreboard. The Rafters have out-hit them 7-5. That's been the case in a couple of games this season. The Rafters have out-hit their opponents, but they have walked a lot of batters this year. Now, one thing that you can say about Ashton Poole, he didn't walk any batters back in the sixth. That's a far cry from what we've seen from a lot of the pitchers this season, as that one's in there for strike number one. And so you're hoping, you know what, that's a sign of progress from the Rafters. It's locating the pitches, and sure, you're allowing runs still, but you always feel better once you're actually hitting your spots, as that one's outside for ball number one, 1-1 count. W.T. Jones at the plate, left-handed batter going up against the right-handed pitcher. Jones from Seminole State Community College in Oklahoma. Ex-Arkansas, Texas native, as that one misses outside for ball number two, 2-1 count. Jones, 0-for-1 in the game. He grounded out to first back in the second, but he's drawn back-to-back walks his last two times. This time he gets a single as he sends one into right field for a base hit. So now on base for the third time today. Jones started off with an out, but has worked back for a pretty nice game. Brings up Jack Sherry to the plate. Sherry, the right fielder, as I had mentioned earlier, he came in for Byron Blaze and AJ Malzone, went behind home plate. Sherry, this will be his second plate appearance of the game. First pitch to him is hit into right field, shallow right field. Kobayashi couldn't read it quickly, and a late start. He dives, and it gets by him into right field. Now Clayton over to cover. He grabs it and throws it into second base, but it's a big two-base knock for Jack Sherry. He works his way over to second base. W.T. Jones works on over to third, and that's where they sit. So nobody out, runners on second and third off of the double from Jack Sherry and Ethan Delgado coming up to the plate. And that's a tough one for them. The infield is pushed way in for Ethan Delgado, trying to prevent the runs from coming home on anything, as this first pitch is high for ball number one. And Delgado not showing bunt on that. Kept the hands where they were at, but we'll see if he does the same after a 1-0 count. Infield still pushed in. Runners on second and third, nobody out. This pitch misses low for ball number two. 2-0 count. Ashton Poole trying to limit the damage. He allowed one run in the sixth and already allowed a pair of hits here in the seventh. Poole lifts the leg. Now he fires home, and it is a little outside for ball number three. So a 3-0 count for Ethan Delgado. Delgado, a right-handed hitting batter from Butler University. 0-for-1 in the game. He's walked twice, and he's walked now three times as he takes ball number four. So the bases are loaded with nobody out. Ashton Poole, a real jam here, and looking down to the Rafters bullpen, I believe that's Espen Simpson warming up. Simpson getting loose for the Rafters as they expect him to come back into the game. Ashton Poole fires home. This one's hit up the middle. Poole, look what I found. He throws it home. Back to catcher and out over to first. It's a double play. 1-2-3 double play. You don't see that all too often, but a beauty. Ashton Poole, what an athletic play on the mound, and he turns two. And that is huge for the Rafters. Prevents a run coming home. W.T. Jones thrown out at the plate. Cal Jones out at first. Now runners on second and third with two outs and a chance to end this inning scoreless, possibly, as that first pitch misses outside to A.J. Malzone. And so now Ashton Poole working with a lot better of a situation, but still danger. Second and third, two outs. This one's up the middle, off the mound, and into center field. One run will score. A second run's coming home, and he will be in there safely. So a two RBI single for A.J. Malzone. And, well, Poole thought that he'd worked out of the jam, but couldn't quite avoid the multi-RBI single from A.J. Malzone. That's his first hit of the game, but it puts the Rivets up three here in the seventh. 6-3, the Rockford lead with two outs and a runner on first for the right-handed hitting Tate Chamou.